Warren, fantastic point against really in-form opponents. How do you reflect on today, especially you actually had some really good chances as well?
Disappointing not to win, really. You know, particularly the first half, I thought we were good value for going, you know, goals up. I think it shows in that, just had a good chat with Scotty Carson there, who we had when I was a kid at Leeds, and he's walking off with a bottle of champagne as man of the match. So I think that there's not too many sides that have come here this season and done that.
Gave Will Grigg a bit of a pat on the back when he came off. He must have been a little bit disappointed with that chance. It was the best chance for either side, really.
Probably had two good chances. I think the one early doors as well, you know, where it hit the post. You know, he might have scored that, but, you know, people miss chances. That's the hardest thing to do, you know. I thought his contribution for the team, his intelligence and his link-up play and work rate was fantastic anyway, and it's the hardest thing to do, scoring goals. You know, he's had a lot of accolades for doing it, but people miss chances. I think it was a good save as well.
Yeah, you really were down to the bare bones today. You were in shorts. You were a bit worried you might be getting out there yourself. How difficult was it to prepare for today?
Well, obviously, we've had, you know, you come into the club and there's already players injured. You know, when you join the club, that, you know, are good players that would benefit, you know, any team in the league, really. So that makes it hard. There's a lot of kids on the bench. Even yesterday we thought we'd lost our backup goalie with a broken hand, and, you know, we thought we might just be coming here with even one keeper. So there's been a lot of things that have, a lot of curveballs thrown at us, but you get that in life anyway, that you've just got to dust yourself down, prepare, go for the next one, take everything on the chin and come out fighting every game.
Yeah. Next up, Huddersfield, a team you've come up against recently as well. Will that help you?
I think they've got that many players, then you don't know whether the team's going to be the same. So we just dust ourselves down tonight, you know, prepare right, look after ourselves, and come in tomorrow, assess the situation and formulate a plan for Monday.
Yeah, and the window's going to be open as well. You've talked about having your hands tied so far in terms of the selection, both in terms of the injuries and the squad. It's open now. Do you expect much business to be done?
I think you've got to look, I've said before, like, you've had a chance to work with some of the players here and work them and trying to get some ideas over or get fitness levels where you would like. It's difficult, you know, you don't certainly want people's cast-offs who, you know, can't come in and couldn't contribute and hit the ground running, you know. So I think that's what makes the January window particularly different, unless you've got vast, vast sums of money that you can go out and get exactly who you want. Not the best teams, like, you know, Derby County don't want to lose players and quite frankly, we couldn't afford them anyway. So it's a tricky window. We've got to be clever. But the spirit that they've shown today, if we get some of the other boys back in working within that group, I don't think we should have an inferiority complex of anybody in the league. As long as we're fit and have a plan, execute it, we can be a little bit more ruthless or have a little bit better quality on managing the game when we are in possession. You know, I think there's lots of positives to work on and try and progress the season, really.
Yeah, the window works both ways. It's how important is it you hang on to your main assets as well?
Well, obviously, just coming in and getting to know players and getting your demands on them, that you're trying to build a spirit, a team spirit, where you understand me, I understand them, and we both have mutual respect. So that takes time in football. You know, it can take years to develop. You're trying to fast track that process the best way you possibly can. I've not been disappointed with a lot of the effort a lot of the players have shown. I think it's been first class for them all. Even the boys that have not started, they've been first class in training, you know, and give everything that they could. So that's all you can ask for of your players as a coach, if they do that every day.
Going into January, in terms of the effort and commitment, this is a reference point for you now. You can say, you know, that is the bar that you can play at. Against the best sides, you can play like that.
I think we've done that in the last few weeks, though. Even Derby, the first game, Newcastle, Villa at Villa, similar game to this, you know, and you're going against massive clubs, a fantastic stadium, you know, loads of fans in here, hostile, you know, desperate to do well, players on unbelievable sums of money that have cost millions and millions of pounds. But once you walk onto the pitch, all of that is kind of irrelevant, really. It's the sides that prepare, how fit you are, what decisions you make, how quick your brain works, and how much you want to push yourself.
just finally, you've had a horrible run of fixtures. You look at the teams that you've faced since you've taken over. You've had some, you know, the top teams have all been concentrated in that fixture list. Hopefully, when you start going up against the whole of the rest of the division, it might be a bit easier for you.
Unfortunately, we come unstuck against, you know, I don't think we can have that mentality, because we come unstuck against Rotherham. We play a different style, and tactically we've shown that we can adapt to clever sides better than we do against sides that just knock balls long and fight and, you know, compete for second ball. So that's certainly an area we've got to work on and improve. And I don't think we can have the arrogance to say that we've got easy games coming up against established Championship teams. You know, just like we can't come here and think it's a day out and just be part of a party for the fans, you know, on New Year's Eve, we've got to come with no inferiority complex, prepared to work, prepared to do a job and play with no fear. The flip side is we can't be that arrogant to think we're going to be a side that's just going to pass sides to the death and turn them over just because they're not got as big a name as Derby County or Aston Villa or Newcastle. You know, so I think that's got to be our approach.